Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, I'd Like to Play Alone, Please Essays is a humorous essay collection by comedian Tom Segura, built around personal stories rather than a formal argument. The book translates his stand-up persona into prose through episodes about parenting, touring, celebrity encounters, family life, and the irritations of everyday social behavior. Its title comes from a phrase his young son reportedly used, which Segura turns into a running expression of exhaustion and the desire for solitude. The result is a comic memoir in fragmentary form, not a guidebook or self-help title, but a curated set of anecdotes that depend on voice, timing, and exaggeration. Readers who know Segura from his podcasts or specials will recognize the same irreverent tone, while new readers will find a concentrated example of contemporary comedic nonfiction, shaped by bluntness, misanthropy, and occasional warmth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a stand-up comedian adapting stage material into essay form, one of the book's defining features is the way it converts Tom Segura's performance style into written essays. The humor is not built around literary complexity or narrative suspense, but around cadence, timing, and the steady escalation of absurd details. That makes the book feel closer to a comedy set than to a traditional memoir. Segura's voice matters as much as the events themselves, because much of the effect comes from his reaction to situations that are already inherently funny or embarrassing. This is important for understanding the book's structure. The essays do not aim to uncover hidden lessons, so much as preserve the rhythm of a comic persona on the page. As a result, the work is especially effective for readers who already enjoy observational, conversational comedy. It also explains why some readers may find the content familiar if they follow his podcasts or specials, since the book often extends a public comedic identity rather than reinventing it. Secondly, celebrity encounters and public awkwardness as comedy material. Parenting is one of the book's central organizing themes, but it is handled through frustration, fatigue, and dark humor rather than sentimentality. Segura repeatedly frames family life as a source of chaos that leaves little room for privacy or calm, and the title itself captures that feeling in a compact way. The essays use fatherhood not as an occasion for advice, but as a lens for exposing how exhausting domestic life can be when paired with a comedian's travel schedule and public visibility. At the same time, the book does not reduce children to a punchline. The humor depends on the contrast between affectionate family reality and the narrator's desire for a moment alone. That tension gives the collection a slightly more human edge than pure insult comedy. It also broadens the book beyond club material, because the parenting stories connect everyday family disorder with a more universal feeling of overstimulation. The result is a comic treatment of domestic life that is cynical on the surface but grounded in recognizable parental fatigue. Thirdly, celebrity encounters and public awkwardness as comedy material. Several essays draw humor from encounters with celebrities, airports, and other socially loaded spaces where status and embarrassment collide. These stories work because Segura treats high-profile moments as opportunities for self-sabotage, misreading, and awkward overconfidence rather than glamour. The comedy often comes from the gap between how a celebrity interaction should feel and how it actually unfolds when filtered through a flawed, offbeat narrator. That approach keeps the book from becoming a simple collection of fame anecdotes. Instead, the celebrity material reinforces one of the book's broader ideas. Public life is inherently absurd, and even supposedly polished environments are full of confusion. The scenes also help establish Segura's persona as someone willing to undercut himself, which is a useful counterweight to the brashness of his routine. By making encounters feel uncomfortable rather than enviable, the book turns celebrity into another version of human awkwardness. Readers get humor not from admiration, but from the way social status collapses into awkward reality. Fourthly, off-color humor balanced by occasional sweetness and melancholy. The book is known for crude, irreverent jokes, including material that will not appeal to every reader, but it is not one note in tone. Reviews and descriptions of the collection consistently note that the essays can be surprising, even sweet at times, and occasionally reflective or melancholy. That tonal range matters because it prevents the book from becoming a flat exercise in shock value. The crude humor still dominates, but the lighter moments give the essays enough variation to avoid monotony and hint at a more thoughtful underlying sensibility. This balance also helps explain why the book resonates with fans. It preserves the edge of his public comedy while allowing room for human vulnerability and exhaustion. The book does not turn sentimental, and it does not resolve into a moral lesson. But it does show that an irreverent comedian can write in a way that is more layered than simple provocation. That combination of vulgarity and warmth is one of the main reasons the collection stands out within comic nonfiction. Lastly, a fan-centered book shaped by recognizable material and a strong persona, this collection is best understood as a book designed around an established audience. Its appeal depends heavily on familiarity with Segura's comic voice, his podcast presence, and the kind of material that made him successful in stand-up. That is a strength, if the reader wants more of the same voice in a different format. But it also creates a limitation. Some stories may feel like expansions of material already heard elsewhere. The book therefore occupies a specific place in the genre of comedian essays, where the value often lies in personality and delivery, rather than in novelty of subject matter. What makes it effective is the consistency of the voice and the confidence of the storytelling. What may disappoint some readers is the relative lack of dramatic transformation or deep introspection. Even so, the collection succeeds on its own terms because it knows what it is: a curated comic self-portrait built from recurring frustrations, public encounters, and family chaos. That clarity of purpose is part of its appeal and part of its boundary. In conclusion, I'd like to play alone. Please Essays is best suited to readers who already enjoy Tom Segura's comedy, as well as anyone interested in how stand-up voice can be adapted into a prose collection. It offers entertainment more than instruction, but it still provides a useful study in comedic self-presentation, how irritation becomes material, how embarrassment becomes structure, and how recurring themes such as parenting, celebrity culture, and misanthropy can be turned into readable nonfiction. For fans of comic essays, the book's main benefit is its consistency. It delivers a concentrated version of Segura's public persona with enough variety in setting and anecdote to stay engaging. Compared with similar humor books, it stands out less for literary experimentation than for the strength of its voice and the clarity of its comic identity. The included range of topics, from family life to strange encounters on the road, gives it broader appeal than a simple tour diary, while the blunt tone keeps it distinct from softer, more polished celebrity memoirs. It is a straightforward, sharply voiced addition to contemporary comedic nonfiction. If you would like to support Tom Segura, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.